الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: بعد من أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Our respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam. A few days ago we were saying Ramadan is about to come. Now we are saying in a few days Ramadan will come to a conclusion. For a believer, Iman is bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman, according to the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, Iman is in between fear and hope. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq. You know, shaitan attacks from two avenues. The attack of shaitan comes from two avenues. He wants to make the sinner despondent, and he wants to make the worshipper arrogant and fall into pride. And this is what we have to avoid. If you're a sinner, and everyone is a sinner, كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. Every one of you is a sinner, and the best of sinners are those who turn to Allah in repentance. So, if an individual is a sinner, what do you do? Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah Ta'ala is saying very, very clearly, never lose hope in the rahmat of Allah. لا تيأسوا من روح الله. إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. Only those individuals who are disbelievers will lose hope in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the attack of shaitan is twofold. If a person is a sinner, he'll come by way of despondency. You know, shaitan will come to you and say, Ramadan came in your life and many, many Ramadans came. Laylatul Qadr and went and you did not do anything. And he makes you lose hope. But on the other hand, shaitan also comes to the pious by way of arrogance and pride and takabbur. Okay, you feel you've done a lot. You know, mashallah, there's a beautiful sentence. On one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sure it is obligatory on us to aspire to become good. It is obligatory on us to aspire to become good. But equally, it is forbidden for us to classify ourselves to be pious. We need to be good. We need to do good. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم. Okay, سارعوا إلى مغفرة. You know, you run towards Jannah and the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to do good. So on one side, we are obligated to do good. But on the other side, we are forbidden to take ourselves to be pious. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. So iman is بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالرَّجَاءِ. We come to the end of Ramadan. We are coming very, very soon to the end of Ramadan. There's a few things that we must make sure we do whilst we are now, in the final straight of the month of Ramadan. The one thing Rasulullah alayhi salam always used to do when Ramadan would come to an end, or whenever Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam attained anything good during the course of his lifetime, Rasulullah always used to make one dua. And that dua is what I read in the khutbah, Alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because of the blessing of Allah that salihat are attained. If we become pious, it's only because of the tawfiq of Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. According to the hadith mentioned by Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari, mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, kanzun min kunuzil jannah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a treasure of Jannah. You want to go into Jannah, you have to acknowledge La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And what is that? La tahawwula an ma'siyatillah wa la quwwata ala ta'atillah illa bi'awnillah. If you are able to avoid haram, if you are able to attain good, it only comes with the tawfiq of Allah. So you read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah and you try and read that excessively. So the first thing we are going to do inshallah, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. This is inshallah whilst we are coming to the end of the month of Ramadan. Now whilst we are coming to the end, there's a few things that every individual should do. Number one, try your absolute best before 1-2 days of Eid to try and give your sadaqatul fitr. So inshallah, I'm just going to tell you the remaining days that we have left, how we need to pass these days. A lot of people call this Jumu'ah, they call it Jumu'atul Wida' min Ramadan. This Jumu'ah is called Jumu'atul Wida min Ramadan. So there's nothing unique about this Jumu'ah. Why? Because we've already had three before. So mashallah, we've already had three Jumu'ahs before this one. But this is unique in the sense it won't come back until the following year. So this is called Jumu'atul Wida min Ramadan. Now you are now going to bid farewell to the month of Ramadan. How do you want to bid farewell? Number one, you have to make sure we are all insan. Why is insan called insan? Because it comes from the word nasiya. Or it comes from the word, you know, al-insan murakkab min al-khata wan nisyan. Insan is made up of forgetfulness. What does the poet say? Awwalun nas, awwalun nasin. Awwalun nas, awwalun nasin. The first human being was Sayyidina Adam. He was the first one to forget. فنسي آدم فنسيت ذريته. آدم عليه السلام forgot, we will also forget. Now you tell me, do we not forget many things in life? MashaAllah, but this is the beauty of our Sharia. You will forget things, you will make mistakes. Allah Ta'ala has made ease for you. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Say example, you make a mistake in Salat. You don't have to repeat your entire Salat again. You can just do Sajdatu Sahw in the end. You can do Sajdatu Sahw in the end. You make a mistake in other Ibadat. Say example, you went for Hajj and you were in the state of Ihram. And because you came on a long journey, you've gone to Makkah Mukarrama, and now before you are going to go to the Haram, you just want to have a bath to freshen yourself. Right in front of you, in the bathroom, in your hotel, what do you see? You see a soap. Not realizing, what did you do? You use the soap whilst you were in the state of Ihram. Or example, you use the shampoo. It was a mistake. Does that mean now you have to release your Ihram, you have to come into Ihram again? No, you made a mistake. The mistake is you will have to give compensation, you will have to give jinayat, you will have to give some money in charity. Fasting is exactly the same. Who can hand on heart say here, who hand on heart can say here that mashallah, this Ramadan was the best of my life, and alhamdulillah, I did not waste a single moment in the month of Ramadan. We can't say it. Because we can't say it, so therefore, what do you want? You want something to compensate for the lack of ibadah in the month of Ramadan. How do you do it? The hadith is mentioned by Imam Abu Dawud and by Imam Ibn Majah, rahimahumullah, in their respected kitabs in Sunan Abi Dawud and Ibn Majah. The riwayat is from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. Farad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitr. فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر طهرة للصائم طهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث وطعمة للمساكين فمن أداها قبل الصلاة فهي زكاة مقبولة ومن أداها بعد الصلاة فهي صدقة من الصدقات أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Why did Allah Ta'ala ordain upon you زكاة الفطر? Because Allah knew you will make mistakes. And Allah Ta'ala wants you to compensate. And Allah Ta'ala wants your fasting to be presented before Allah in a clean manner. You made a lot of mistakes. A person might have even done wrong, backbited, lied and everything. So you want to cleanse your fast. You want to give sadaqatul fitr. You want to give zakatul fitr. There are two maqasid. There are two goals of giving sadaqatul fitr. Number one, you want to purify your fast. Hadith of Sayyidina, I think it's mentioned by Imam al-Darimi, rahimahullah, where Rasulullah said, شهر رمضان معلق بين السماء والأرض. Your fasting is معلق, is in suspension between the earth and the sky. لا يرفع إلا بزكاة الفطر. It is raised to the courtyard of Allah by you giving your زكاة الفطر. So number one, it will purify one's mistakes. And number two, it will allow the poor man to stand shoulder to shoulder with you on the day of Eid and enjoy his Eid. Because otherwise, back home in our countries, bichara, the very, very poor, what do? They have to, even on the day of Eid, they bichara have to go out and they have to work. Why? Because they have to support for their family, and they are on a daily rate. They have to work. And if they work for that day, this mashallah, that's why we say time. Value your time. Today we don't realize. Ask the value of a second to an individual who had a near miss in an accident. You know, you say it was a matter of a second. If I was not alert for that 1 second, I would have got involved in an accident. So the value of 1 second you learn from someone who had a near miss in an accident. The value of 1 minute. Ask a person who misses a train by 1 minute. And now Bichara has to wait for 1 hour. The value of 1 hour. Ask an individual who is there to meet his beloved, and he's waiting, and he's been given a time of 1 hour, and there's 1 hour left. The value of one day. Ask an individual who has to support his family on a daily basis, and he is the sole provider for the daily bread of the family. Ask him the value of 1 day. Go home, back home to our countries, and you will realize every day is precious for those individuals. They have to go to work. The value of 1 week. ask an individual the value of 1 week, who publishes a weekly magazine. Ask him the value of 1 week. The value of 1 month. Ask a mother who gives birth to a premature child before time. The value of 1 year. Ask a student who failed his university degree. Ask him the value of 1 year. Allah Ta'ala has given me a new time. So I was saying, why? So the first thing you are going to do, inshallah, by whilst we are coming towards the end of the month of Ramadan, is give your sadaqatul fitr. It will do two things. It will purify our fast, number one. And number two, it will become a means of supporting the poor, inshallah. They will be able to stand on the day of Eid absolutely independent. Their mind is free, that alhamdulillah, we are provided for. So this is the first thing you're going to do. Number two, you do istighfar. Excessively, in the last days of the month of Ramadan, do as much istighfar as you possibly can. If you can do it 100 times, 200 times, 500 times, 1,000 times, do it. Rasulullah's hadith that I quoted in the beginning, بَعُودَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرَ لَهُ. Vow unto an individual who attains the month of Ramadan, and then he is not able to have himself pardoned by the end of the month of Ramadan. Look at the practice of the Messenger of Allah. Look at our Sharia. What does Sharia tell me and you? MashaAllah, you are performing Salat. You finish your Salat. What's the first thing you say? Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Why? Because that Salat was never to the level that Allah, we should have presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. You have never, you know, the angels, there are some angels. From the galaxy of angels, there are some angels. Their entire life, they only tasbih, مَا عَبَدَنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ. Oh Allah, we did not worship you the way we should have worshipped you. So that is the entire life. So we're going to do as istighfar at the end of Ramadan. At the end of Salat, you say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. At the termination of Hajj, from Arafat. You know Arafat, mashallah, that is the day when everyone's sins are forgiven. Millions of people are pardoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're leaving Arafat. From Arafat, you are going to Muzdalifah. What does Allah say? ثُمَّ أَفِيضُ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ. And then, وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. But your sins are already forgiven. But even then Allah is saying, وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. You relieve yourself in the bathroom, in the washroom. You relieve yourself, you just finished. Now you come out. What is the dua you need? غُفْرَانَك. What wrong did you do when you went to the bathroom? The fact was you were not able to take the name of Allah. So you are coming out and you are saying, غُفْرَانَك. Oh Allah, I'm sorry. That I was not able to, oh Allah, I was not able to do dhikr with the tongue. MashaAllah, the asal dhikr is with the heart. Your tongue and your heart are in conformity with one another. Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali says, this is the best form of dhikr. If your tongue is remembering Allah, but the heart is not moving with your tongue, this is the lowest category of dhikr. MashaAllah, that is also beneficial. But it is the lowest category of dhikr. Khair, inshallah. So number two, what are we going to do? Increase your istighfar in the last days of the month of Ramadan. And you see why. It's, MashaAllah, it's beautiful. You got the riwayat of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anuma. We should be fearful, we should be scared. That's why we are doing istighfar. Halaki, we've done ibadat, mashallah. To a certain degree, we've done ibadat. Why should we be scared? You know when this ayat came down in the Quran? وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. Those people who give and do what they do whilst their hearts are trembling. You do what you do, your hearts are trembling. Sayyida Aisha asked the Messenger of Allah, السلام, Messenger of Allah, is this regards an individual who does wrong, who commits a sin, and then their hearts are trembling and they are fearful and they're asking Allah Ta'ala for pardon? Rasulullah said, no, this is regards an individual who performs salat, who gives sadaqat, who fasts, and then he is fearful, will Allah Ta'ala accept my ibadah? So that's why we are going to do istighfar. So remember, inshallah, number one, in the days that we have remaining, number one, you give your sadaqatul fitr, and that will, inshallah, purify our fast. And it will give benefit to the poor. There is no point giving it on the day of Eid. There is no point coming on the day of Eid and giving it, because how will that money get to the poor? The riwayat of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, if you give it on the day of Eid, and especially after your Eid salat, then that is only a normal charity. If you want zakat maqboola, an accepted zakat, then you should give it at least yawmun aw biyawmayn qabla nihayati Ramadan. Give it one or two days before the termination of Ramadan. Number three, the third lesson we learn and the third thing we must do is we must realize how fast time is traveling. A few days ago, we were just saying we are about to approach the month of Ramadan. Now in a few days, we'll be preparing for Eid. This is a big lesson to me and you. The Messenger of Allah said one of the signs of Qiyamah. One of the signs of Qiyamah is that time will near itself to one another. يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari رحمه الله in Sahih Bukhari in Kitab al-Ilm. يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ. يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ means there will be no barakah left in time. Number one, there will be no barakah in time. You know, our pious predecessors were such individuals, they were able to do so much in the month of Ramadan and also outside the month of Ramadan. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, without fail, every Ramadan used to complete 41 Quran. 41 Quran. Every single night in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, Imam al-Shafi'i, just in the night, used to finish one entire Quran. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, one entire Quran in one night. Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain, one entire Quran in one rak'at. In one unit of prayer, he used to finish the entire Quran. Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain, and there are many others as well who have done that. So you need to realize time is going by very, very fast. Jo waqt gaya, wo wapas nahi aayega. The time that has gone, that's not coming back. MashaAllah, someone said it so beautifully. Gaya waqt fir haath aata nahi. Kaagaz ki naav sada chalti nahi. You make a boat from paper. And then you put it in water. How long will that sail? It's not going to sail for long. Because, mashallah, the water will, you know, not allow it to sail, maybe for a few seconds. And then it's gone. The time that has gone, it's not coming back. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghadda has wrote a beautiful kitab. It's called Qimatu Zaman Inda Al-Ulama. Qimatu Zaman Inda Al-Ulama. MashaAllah, great, wonderful individual who lived in Sham. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghadda, rahimahullah. He's wrote many, many works. So he writes in his kitab Qimatu Zaman Inda Al-Ulama, Al-Waqt Aghla Min Dahab. Some people say Al-Waqt Min Dahab, time is gold. He says, I say this statement is wrong. It's Al-Waqt Aghla Min Dahab. Time is more precious than gold. You lose gold, you can get it back. Time that is gone, you will never get back. So number three, inshallah, value the time that we have. Number four, reintroduce everything that we have introduced in the month of Ramadan after the month of Ramadan. MashaAllah, you know, you understood the sweetness of Iman in the month of Ramadan. When you were performing tahajjud, when you were waking up very early in the morning, when you were fasting, when you were reading excessive salat, when you were doing dhikr of Allah, when you were reading the Quran, you realize halawatul iman. You realize what it means to be a Muslim in the month of Ramadan. What do you want to do? If you want that to be maintained, then you have to reintroduce those ibadat of the month of Ramadan that we did to continue after the month of Ramadan. No one is saying you are going to continue on the same level, because that is impossible. Why? Because the month of Ramadan is a month of barakat. Shayateen are imprisoned and they are caged. Allah Ta'ala, you know, this Ramadan month is so unique. Sha'banu Shahri, the Messenger of Allah said, Sha'ban is my month, Ramadan is the month of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So the barakat that come down and the rahmah that comes down in the month of Ramadan is to another level. So therefore, you can't reintroduce what you've done in the month of Ramadan after the month of Ramadan. But one thing you can do, and that is what? Be better than what you were before Ramadan. Before Ramadan, we did not read the Quran at all. In Ramadan, you were reading 3, 4, 5 paras every day. At least after Ramadan, introduce in your life half a para every day. At least start with one ruku. And then try and understand one ayat of the Quran every day. What is my Allah telling me? In Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And then put it down. Read one ruku and read one ayat of the Quran as to understand every single day. So those things that you have been doing in the month of Ramadan, why? Because Islam is not part-time. We are not part-time Muslim. اُدْخُلُوا فِي السَّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. So mashallah, my time is coming to an end, inshallah. I only have a few minutes left, inshallah. So just try and make sure you continue. Why? The Messenger of Allah in Surah Al-Hijr, in para number 14 in Surah Al-Hijr, the last ayat. What was the Messenger of Allah told? وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. So ibadah of Allah is until the inevitable comes to you. And what is the inevitable? Al-Mawt. Until death comes to you, you are going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number five. So number one, inshallah, just to give you, if you want to remember it, just remember the word fitra. Fitra. F-I-T-R-A. F-I-T-R-A. F, give your sadaqatul fitr. I, istighfar. T, value the time and look at time. Time is going very, very fast. R, reintroduce whatever you've done in the month of Ramadan after the month of Ramadan. A, you have to be more particular in regards to doing the ibadat. Rather than that, you have to be more particular to ask Allah to accept whatever you've done. So A, for acceptance. Why? Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah, used to say, one great sage of the ummah. Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah, used to say, if only I were to know Allah Ta'ala has accepted two of my rakats from all my actions during the course of my entire life. If I were to know, I'll be more than happy. Why? Because Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. If Allah accepts anything from you in life, then mashallah, that is a sign for you. You are muttaqi in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, when they built the Kaaba, what did they say? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. One is a qabiliyyat. One is a qabuliyyat. Qabiliyyat is not asal. Qabuliyyat is asal. You may be very, very capable. And mashallah, you do a lot. But if it's not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of lack of ikhlas, then it does not really mean much. So inshallah, just remember these words, inshallah. And then you can continue. A, also for arrogance. Do not be arrogant. Whatever we have done in the month of Ramadan, okay, do not be arrogant and do not feel haughty within myself. Okay, I've done a lot. Okay, to be honest with you, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is nothing. Alhamdulillah, within ourselves, we feel a sense of joy that Allah gave us the tawfiqah. But you are not going to be proud and haughty for what you have done. Don't go around telling everyone, in the month of Ramadan, I completed 15 Qurans. Why? In order to advertise that, mashallah, I am very, very pious. Okay, there's no need to do that. So we have to avoid arrogance as well. And inshallah, just the last one is, inshallah, do as much shukr as we possibly can. And one part of shukr is on the night of Eid. Don't go to Green Street. Don't go to those areas where people are hooting their cars. And don't go out shopping. Okay, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever tawfiq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the... MashaAllah, from Parvez Sahib, that is the Ilan that it is time for Azan. So inshallah, we'll stop here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand, to realize, and Allah ta'ala accept all our ibadat, and Allah ta'ala give us multiple Ramadans during the course of our lifetime. And inshallah, whatever nights are left, try and go in search for Laylatul Qadr. Go in search for Laylatul Qadr. Sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاح، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, whilst they are doing the collection, inshallah, just a few points, inshallah. Number one, the night of Eid. So whatever night it may be Wednesday night, Thursday night. It seems like Eid will be on Friday, next Friday. That's what it seems like, inshallah. So this was the last Jumu'ah. Wallahu alam, Allah knows better. But whatever it is, the night before, according to the hadith of Sunan ibn Majah, the Messenger of Allah alayhi wasalam, says, "Man qama laylatay al-eidain lam yamut qalbuhu yawma tamutu al-qulub." A individual who stays awake in the night of Eid, when generally we are in party mode, we are in entertainment mode, we are in enjoyment mode, when we are in ironing mode, people are ironing their clothes for Eid and everything, and then mashallah the women are making their savories and bakeries and cakes for Eid. I humbly urge all the brothers, give your wife £100 to buy the cakes and buy the savories and biscuits. And tell her, read Quran, whatever you read in the time that you are going to make the biscuits, make dua, Allah give me half the reward and you keep half the reward. But inshallah, it is a good business for you to do, inshallah. Just give them some money. Women should not be wasting their time making bakeries, savories in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. You should not be doing that. You should not be going to someone else's house and helping them. So they, in turn, they are going to come and they will help you. Because, you know, these women's gatherings in a lot of cases end up in backbiting. And then you've ruined your fast as well. So one thing, inshallah, try and stay awake in the night of Eid as much as you can. But at least try and read Isha Salat with Jama'at, Fajr in the morning with Jama'at as well. That's the least you can do, inshallah. So that is one announcement, inshallah. And the other announcements are reminder for Fitrana. Anyone who would like to give Fitrana, you can see Brother Abdul Khaliq, inshallah. Straight after namaz, you can put it in the boxes, inshallah. You can even give it to Ghazza, to Brother Nuruddin. You can give your Fitrana per member, per family member, be it they are young, be it they are old. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas even used to give fitrana for the non-born child who is still in the womb of the mother. You don't need to, but he used to even do that. So you give it on behalf of every member. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah's opinion is even the poor need to give sadaqatul fitr. Why? Because if the rich need their sawm to be cleansed, the poor also need their fast to be clean as well. So even the poor should give as well, according to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. So one announcement, inshallah, please try and give your fitrana, okay, before you come for Eid Salat, ideally in these coming days, so inshallah we can get it to the rightful, inshallah, individuals. And then our brother Chima, mashallah, I'm sure you know, our brother Chima, he's in hospital, he's not well, inshallah, we request everyone to make dua for him. Allah ta'ala grant him a healthy and a speedy recovery, inshallah. So inshallah, please make dua for him and maximize the time that we have left in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to have a fruitful and a good Ramadan. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Inshallah, please watch. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، هيا على الصلاة، هيا على الصلاة، هيا على الفلاح، هيا على الفلاح، الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله حق التقوى أيها المؤمنون. ها نحن في أواخر شهر رمضان المبارك أياما معدودات وساعات مباركات توشك أن تنقضي، وهذه جمعة الوداع في رمضان تذكرنا بقرب رحيل هذا الشهر العظيم. لقد كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر الأواخر من رمضان شد مئزره وأحيا ليله وإيقظ أهله. قالت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنهما: كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر شد مئزره وأحيا ليله وإيقظ أهله. متفق عليه. وكان فاجتهدوا عباد الله في هذه الليالي المباركة وأكثروا من الصلاة والذكر وتلاوة القرآن والدعاء، وخاصة في ليلة القدر التي قال الله تعالى فيها: ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. وكان من دعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذه الأيام: اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. فاتقوا الله عباد الله واغتنموا ما بقي من هذا الشهر. فالعاقل من اغتنم مواسم الطاعات قبل فواتها. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله، إن من أعظم نعم الله علينا أن بلغنا شهر رمضان وأعاننا على صيامه وقيامه. فكم من أناس كانوا معنا في العام الماضي ثم غيبهم الموت. فينبغي للمؤمن أن يشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى على توفيقه للطاعات. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: وما بكم من نعمة فمن الله، فاشكروا الله على ما وفقكم إليه من الصيام والقيام والصدقة والقرآن، واسألوا الله القبول والثبات بعد رمضان. واعلموا عباد الله أن الأعمال بالخواتيم، فمن أحسن في ختام رمضان فذلك علامة القبول بإذن الله سبحانه وتعالى. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر واجعلنا فيها من المقبولين. اللهم لا تجعل هذا آخر أهدنا برمضان. اللهم اختم لنا شهرنا بالمغفرة والإتق من النيران. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والأمان والسلامة والإيمان. اللهم فرج كرب المسلمين في كل مكان، خاصة في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي السودان وفي يمن وفي إيران وفي العراق وفي الشام وفي جميع أنحاء العالم. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم وأربط على قلوبهم وكن لهم عون ونصيرا يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك من الظلم والعدوان، واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. But brothers, please, inshallah, fill in all the gaps in front of you, inshallah. Your mobile phones on silent, brothers, please. Your garments above the ankles, inshallah, for the duration of your salat.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين